Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go live to Wilmington, North Carolina this morning. Correspondent Jim Ryan is there. Jim, what's it like?
Hi, Susan. Yeah, the winds have been howling here for the last several hours, bringing them with them a heavy rain. Now, flooding hasn't been so much an issue here in Wilmington, but in New Bern, up to the northeast of here, it has. The flood condition there is extreme. We're hearing about some 150 calls to the police there for help from people who've been trapped by the high water. We're also seeing some wind damage around here in Wilmington. I've seen a lot of trees that were knocked over. The worst of it is yet to come, though. The storm has not yet made landfall, but the eye wall has crossed the land. So won't be much longer now before we actually have landfall, Susan.
Yeah, landfall coming, but that's not to say that the harsh weather isn't already there. I mean, how much worse are they expecting to get? We're already hearing about power outages and kind of people stranded on roofs, things like that.
Exactly. Well, as soon as this the landfall comes and the weakening begins, that's going to signal that things will start to improve, at least in the short term. You know, the water will continue to rise out there, the rivers and the flood stages will you know come later today. But you know, we will be looking at least at weakening winds, and that's a good sign that the storm will finally be passing.
Jim, where are you riding out the storm?
I'm on top of a parking garage here in downtown Wilmington, and I can look around, see all over the city. Somehow the lights in most of the places where I'm looking are still on this morning.
Where you are, is there a lot of activity? Are there people still in, whether it's houses, things like that?
Not many. I've seen there is an apartment building down the street from where I am. I know that I've seen people out on those balconies earlier tonight, at least, not since the storm started blowing in. But there are still a few people around, not many, again, but I think most of the evacuees in the outlying areas, if they haven't come to high-rise hotels here in downtown, have decided to pack and go farther inland, Brian.
All right, and worst is yet to come, including the storm surge, more flooding, yeah. Right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, I'm seeing some green flashes on the horizon as transformers blow up. But, yeah, there is still the storm surge to come. High tide will come later today, and that's going to signal the potential for more flooding, too.
And they're waiting for maybe that storm to kind of hover around the area of the Carolinas. Are you going to be hunkered down in that same spot? Are you being told don't try and move around town to town?
Well, I haven't been told that yet, but I suspect that once the sun comes up and people see how, if the roads are blocked, and I suspect they will be, if I've seen downed trees here in the city, I'm sure that roads to other communities are going to be blocked by debris as well.
All right, that's Jim Ryan. Stay safe, Jim. He's joining us live from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.